Welcome to Shnayim Mikra. My name is Yitzhak Etshalom, and it is my honor and privilege to be studying Parshat HaShavua, Parashat Toldot, with you here via OU.org in this wonderful new program of studying pieces of the parasha, each aliyah, one in one podcast. And we're now looking at the fourth aliyah of Parashat Toldot, which begins in Pasuk Chaf Gimel of Perek Chaf Vav. Vayal Misham Be'er Sheva. So Yitzchak then moved up to Be'er Sheva, away from the Plishti territory, moved back into what will later become Yehuda territory. Vayira Alav Adonai Balayla Hahu. And on that very night that he came there, God appeared to him. And that presentation seems to indicate that God appeared to Yitzchak only in the promised land, only in the chosen area, which means that God appeared to Yitzchak on the border to make sure that he did not go out of Eretz Canaan, writ large, but only in secure territory away from the Plishtim did he really appear to him. And this again parallels something with Avraham. If you recall, in Parshat Lech Lecha, Avraham and Lot had their dispute, or the dispute of their shepherds. Avraham and Lot separated, and immediately after the separation, Hashem appeared to Avraham and said, I'm going to give you this land. Now, the Sforno, as he points out, says it's only when Lot was separated from Avraham that Hashem could appear to him. Here we have something similar where Yitzchak was living among the Plishtim, and after all of the difficulties of the Plishtim, once he separated from them and went away and moved up to Be'er Sheva, God appeared to him. Vayomer, Anochi Elohei Avraham Avicha. And this, again, sets a tone that was begun at the beginning of our chapter, but now is enunciated stronger and forever will be a mode of presentation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the heroes of our Sefer and throughout history. Hashem appears and presents himself as the God of their fathers. When Hashem appears to Moshe, his first presentation is, Anochi Adonai Elohei Avicha Elohei Avraham Elohei Yitzchak Elohei Yaakov. I am Hashem, the God of your fathers, the God of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, or the Father, the God of your father, and along with that. Al Tira Kitcha Anochi. Now, Al Tira Kitcha Anochi again echoes something said to Avraham, and this is at the beginning of Perek Tedvav, right after the war with the kings. I am with you. Verachticha Verbeiti Etzaracha Bavur Avraham Avdi. And again, picking up on the theme that I suggested in the previous podcast, that everything here is taking place before the birth of Yaakov and Esav, and before his barren wife has been blessed, this very much echoes the blessings given to Avraham when Sarah is yet barren, before he's had any children, and this is the great promise. And again, it's Ba'avur Avraham Avdi. Again, it's on account of Avraham. Avraham did this year as child. On his account, I'm going to give you this blessing. Va'ivan sham mizbeach, and again echoing what Avraham did, but this is the one time Yitzchak does it. He builds a mizbeach. Va'ikra b'shem Adonai, and that has many different interpretations within two categories. One of them is prayer. The other one is declaration and teaching. Va'ikra b'shem Hashem. Sforno generally, Unkelus generally translates it Sale. He prayed in Hashem's name. The Sforno and others take the direction this was a place where Yitzchak Avraham preached, taught, etc. Vayetsham Ohalo, and he set up his tent right at that spot. So the spot where Hashem appeared to him. And he built a Mizbeach there. That's where he set up his tent. Vayichusham Avdei Yitzchak Be'er. And his servants go back to doing exactly what they've been doing before. They dig for a well. Digging a well, of course, is an indication that we're settling in here. Now, he digs the well. He's moved away. He's dug the well. And look who shows up. Vavimelech halach elav migrar. Avimelech shows up from Gerar. Vachuzat merehu ufichol sar tzvao. So he has his colleague, Achuzat, and Pichol, who is his general. So it's a delegation. The royal delegation shows up, comes all the way to Yitzchak. And now, vayomer lehem Yitzchak, madu abatem elai? Why'd you come to me? Vatem sneitem oti. You despise me. Vatshachuni meitchem. You got rid of me. Now remember, Avimelech had said, you have gone too big, go far away, and Yitzchak now interprets the later hostility he felt from the Plishtim as emanating somehow from an attitude of the government, and now the government comes to see him, and he said, what are you here for? And by the way, now you're on my home territory. Vayomru ra'ora inu ke'yaya dunaimach. We see indeed that Hashem is with you. As we see that, we see your success. We see that even though you had difficulties in our territory, you were still successful. You moved here and now you're successful. And perhaps he's even pointing out to their success in finding wells in the desert. Vanomer tihina Allah benotenu benenu venecha. And so we said, now, important thing about the word amar. When you have the word, the verb amar, with an audience, so you spoke to that audience. When you have it without an audience, like in this case, it really doesn't mean say. It really means concluded or decided. We decided. You know, we may have spoke about it, but vanomer really means we decided. Tihina Allah benotenu benenu venecha. Let there be an oath between us, meaning between you and us, not among us, the leaders of Pleshet, but you, between you, Yitzchak, and us, v'nichrata v'ritimach, and let's make a brit. Now, remember, Avraham, back in Perak Chaf Aleph, Avimelech had requested a brit, and Avraham only went so far as to make a shvua. They requested an oath, and Avraham had made a brit. Here they request a brit. A brit is far stronger. A shvua is on the spot, a commitment to do something. A brit means an ongoing contract, an ongoing relationship. And what was the brit? Im ta'aseh imanu ra'ah kasher lo neganucha. And it's important to understand what this phrase means, because it's a very strange phrase to say, let's make a compact if somebody does evil. It's a very bizarre thing. So we have to understand that a shvua, an oath, the way that we generally take one, which we don't often, or the way that it's described in Masechet Shvuot and Masechet Bava Metzia, throughout the Talmudic literature, is always presented that in the presentation of taking God's name, using God's name, and then committing to what it is you're going to do or going to avoid. I swear that I'm going to eat this thing tomorrow. I swear that I'm not going to eat this thing tomorrow. I swear I did eat this thing yesterday. I swear I didn't eat this thing yesterday. The four classic types of Shvua. All right, La'ra'le'tiv. However, in Tanakh, the way that an oath is taken is one takes an oath and then uses the word im with the negation of the oath. In other words, I swear that if, and you say the opposite, as if to say, I swear that if the opposite of what I'm committing to happens, I accept the punishment. And often the punishment is stated because it's the idea is leave it to your imagination, it's too horrendous. So using the same kind of language here in the Brit, im ta'aseh imanu ra'a kasher lo neganucha. If you do anything bad to us, we haven't hurt you. So Avimelech wants to rewrite history. He wants to say, we want the brit to read that we didn't do anything wrong to you, and therefore you're not going to hurt us, and indeed we sent you away with peace. Now you are someone blessed of God. That's how he ends his request for the brit. And that's the end of the Aliyah. Quickly leapfrogs us in. So I'm going to steal a little bit from the next Aliyah because the next Aliyah is quite large and takes us into the scene of Esav and Yitzchak and Yaakov and Rivka, the very, very contentious scene and very dramatic one. So we're going to read till the end of the parak right now. So Yitzchak made a feast for them. They ate, they drank. So in other words, Yitzchak seems to be acceding to the request. But if you notice, he doesn't exactly do that. They got up the next morning. What happened? They took an oath. In other words, they requested a brit, but in the meantime, Yitzchak only went so far as to accept an oath. If you look back in Avram's case, it was the opposite. Avimelech came and requested an oath, and Avram made a brit. And Yitzchak sent them, and they went away in peace. Now notice the apposition here. Avimelech, who had not exactly chased Yitzchak away, but certainly hadn't sent him away in peace, wants to rewrite history, we sent you away in peace. Van shalechacha b'shalom. Here, Yitzchak, who is really the offended party, really does send them away in peace. He doesn't make any claims, doesn't talk big, he just sends them away properly, sends them away with a proper greeting, they're not running, they're sent away properly. What happens, as if to say this is the sachar, and it was on that day, it's almost as if he sent them away, and as they're walking away, suddenly the servants come and they tell him that they have dug a new well and they found water. What did he call this well? He called the well Shiv'ah. Shiv'ah evidently related to the shvuah that he had just taken there. Oath. Al kein shem ha'ir be'er sheva ad hayom hazeh. That's why we refer to the name of this, refer to this town as Be'er Sheva ad hayom hazeh. Now, there's several pieces in here, and a wonderful colleague of mine and friend, Rav Amnon Bazak in Yeshivat Har Etzion, wrote a beautiful, beautiful piece a number of years ago, in which he compared the stories of Yitzchak that appear in this parak against the backdrop of the seemingly parallel, or certainly parallel, but seemingly similar stories that happened to Avram, including the wife-sister narrative, and including the Brit and the Shvuah. And he noted that if you look very carefully, you can see that Yitzchak not only is not aping what Avram did, but every step of the way, he is improving upon it. He's taking it one step better. For instance, in the case with the wife's sister, in Avram's first incident in Mitzrayim, Avram right away, without being asked, set up the deception, and she went to Paro's house. In the case of Avimelech, she ended up in Avimelech's house. Avram's response was that she's a sister. In Yitzchak's case, he only responded that way after they asked about her, and indeed she never was taken into Avimelech's house. Rivka never went. And he deals with this in several other ways. We'll point one out in the end of the Parshan Shvi. But one other way that he points out beautifully in this article is he points out that in the case of Avram, who was only asked for a Shvuah, instead he went ahead and made a Brit. Notice at that point, the name of the town is called Be'er Sheva. It says, therefore it's called Be'er Sheva. Here the name is town, the town is named again Be'er Sheva, with an added piece, Ad Hayom Hazeh, as if to say, this event is the one that gave Be'er Sheva its permanent name. It was called Be'er Sheva early, but this is the permanent Be'er Sheva, the one because of Yitzchak. Because what did Yitzchak do? Yitzchak was approached to make a Brit. He wasn't willing to go that far. I'll take an oath, but I'm not making a Brit with you. This is our land. And remember the words of the Rashbam at the end of Perak Chaf Aleph, the beginning of Perak Chaf Bet, that the Akedah was indeed a punishment to Avraham for his agreeing to make a Brit with Avimelech. Here Yitzchak does not go that far and only agrees to a Shvuah, and indeed that's why Be'er Sheva gets its permanent name because of Yitzchak's activities. Now at the end of the parak we read, Vahi Esav ben 40 shana, and as I mentioned in the earlier podcast, this is picking up from where we left off at the previous parak, after the birth of Yaakov and Esav, and after the selling of the Bechorah. Esav is 40 years old. Vayikach isha et Yehudit bat Be'eri achiti. So he takes a chiti woman. Unlike what Avram had done for Yitzchak, to have him take somebody from Haran from back home, he takes a Kanani woman. Vatpasmat bat Elon achiti. Two chiti women. And we find out that Yitzchak and Rivka, even Yitzchak, who favors Esav, nonetheless, is not at all happy, and these girls are displeasing to Yitzchak and Rivka, which sets us up for the next scene, which, again, we've stolen a little bit of the fifth aliyah. We will pick up at the beginning of Perek Chav Zayin, in the middle of the fifth aliyah, in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.